I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 344. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Northbound I-15 in Box Elder County is closed after a fatal crash. This is after hundreds of weather-related crashes over the weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, police in Nashville just said the suspected shooter who killed six people had maps of the school. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
And as she said, northbound I-15 remains closed in Box Elder County due to a fatal accident in the South Willard area. All traffic will be detoured off the freeway to Highway 89, where we are seeing spots of slowdown stretching from Harrisville up through Willard. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers tapering off, then dry skies. Look for a high of 40 this afternoon. I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy and 35 in Salt Lake now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A rare female mass shooter, 28 years old, a former student years ago at the Nashville pre-K through 6th grade school, where shots killed 3 9-year-old children and 3 adults today, police say. Officers shot her to death soon after they arrived. They just announced her name, Audrey Hale, from the Nashville area. She had maps of the school.
This is the ultimate crime when school children and caregivers are the victims of senseless gun violence.
Nashville District Attorney Glenn Funk, all three adult victims killed were in their 60s. It's a private Christian school. Police say the building was locked. They don't know yet how Hale got in through a door. No word why she did it. Calling on Congress to pass his assault weapons ban. President Biden at the White House.
We have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart. Ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation.
President Biden at the White House. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Terry Sanderson, retired optometrist from Soda Springs, Idaho, the one who's suing actress Gwyneth Paltrow, testified in court today in Park City. He's claiming she collided with him on a ski run in Deer Valley. He was asked by his lawyer why he filed the lawsuit against the actress.
You know, I realized after a period of time that no one believed how serious my injuries were. Just because I wasn't out and interacting continuously didn't mean there was something any wrong with me. I really, really wanted an opportunity. I knew there was damages. And then there was lots of insults added to that singular incident. Lots of insults along the way, dozen of other times where everything went contrary to my value system. And I just went, you know what? My daddy would say, if you got the truth, you bring the truth, don't let anybody back you down. And that's what I felt I needed to do. And I'm here to prove that truth. Only the with facts.
Sanderson said he's been a longtime collector of many things, but since the accident, his memory of those collections and many other facets of his life has changed.
The examples of not being able to do that are one of my collections. I keep track of all the things I want to do and can't do, and there's thousands. There's at least 1,200 or 1,500 items on my to-do list. when I had, I look back to 2016, it repeats every day, whatever changes I make. I look back to 2016 and there were half a dozen back there, which is Stephen Covey's rule, right? That's what you get done. You mark them as priorities and get them done. It's just now continuous stuff I don't get done. And I can't tackle because I can't figure it out.
He also said he doesn't travel as much anymore since the accident in 2016.
I have traveled, and as part of the problem, I'm just easily confused about things. So I usually request having somebody else along. Also because of this funny aberrant foot thing, wanting to go its own way, I don't feel as safe.
Sanderson may return to the witness stand in Park City later this week.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.